The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A 19-year-old Colden woman faces up to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges connected to a crash that claimed the lives of three of her passengers. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, Jayla Mueller was sentenced as a youthful offender provided she remain arrest-free. Prosecutors say Mueller was driving at a high rate of speed when her vehicle crashed on a ramp to Millersport Highway in Amherst. Three passengers who were ejected from the vehicle were pronounced dead at the scene. A new effort will provide tools for Buffalo Public School students and parents navigating the suspension appeals process. As of April 18th, the district had handed down over 7,000 suspensions, with black students 2.5 more times likely to be suspended than white students. The rate is higher for students with learning disabilities. Sam White of the Western New York Law Center Discipline Project says the current system lacks due process basics, including proper notification and a description of charges.
Even the opportunity to appear during the hearing, if they don't receive their notification that a hearing's going to occur, they may not know that they can attend it.
The Law Center's suspension toolkit features a set of appeal letter generators and checklists that summarize legal requirements. And a startup company founded by a black woman is getting a six-figure funding boost to relocate to Buffalo. According to Launch NY, Edenesque, a plant-based dairy company, is receiving $175,000 as it moves from the Hudson Valley to Buffalo. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia is calling a Tuesday morning stabbing outside Lafayette High School a, quote, isolated incident. It has led to the arrest of an 18-year-old student, Haroon Sabrie, who faces charges of second-degree assault and fourth-degree criminal possession of a weapon. Around 8 a.m., police responded to a report of a dispute between two males outside the high school. The unidentified 19-year-old victim was transported to ECMC for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Sabrie also sustained a slashing injury. Amherst police are investigating a Tuesday afternoon traffic incident that seriously injured a pedestrian. The crash occurred just after 2 near the ECC North Campus on Youngs Road. An unidentified 20-year-old male from Cheektowaga was crossing the road when he was struck by a northbound vehicle. He was transported to ECMC for treatment of head injuries. The 59-year-old driver has not been charged at this time, as police seek dash camera or security video footage to assist in their investigation. An Olean resident is recovering from burns and smoke inhalation endured in a Tuesday morning fire. Olean firefighters were called out around 7:30 in the morning to 121 Fulton Street and were able to quickly isolate the blaze to a second-floor bedroom. Four residents were able to flee the burning structure. The organization Love Thy Neighbor is assisting the displaced residents.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Early voting is underway in the special election for New York's 26th congressional district. Many, of course, have heard about the special election, but some are unsure about why it's happening outside the usual election calendar. WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick offers this brief explainer.
There's a vacant seat in the U.S. House of Representatives because the politician who held that spot, Democrat Brian Higgins, left his position early for another job. So a special election is being held on April 30th to elect somebody new. The seat represents New York's 26th congressional district, which spans parts of Niagara and Erie counties, including the city of Niagara Falls, Grand Island, the North Towns, Buffalo, among other municipalities. There are two candidates in the running, Democrat Timothy M. Kennedy and Republican Gary Dixon. Both are already elected officials in some capacity. Kennedy as a member of the New York State Senate, representing District 63 since 2013, and Dixon as the town supervisor for West Seneca since 2020. Whoever wins will help to make and pass federal laws, but they'll barely have time to get started in their new job before theirs and every other seat in the House is open once again in November's U.S. general elections. Holly Kirkpatrick, WBFO News.
Well, taking a look at sports, the big news, of course, the Buffalo Sabres introducing their next head coach. Yesterday, Lindy Ruff was on hand to meet the media, of course, taking over the team that is expected to take the next step, but he believes there's still a lot to be done.
I want them to love playing here. I want them to love playing for each other. And I want them to love being a Buffalo Sabre for Sabre fans that I think are some of the greatest in the league. How are we going to get there? We're going to have to earn it.
Lindy Ruff now has spent time in all six decades of the team's existence as an employee of the Sabres, as a player from 1979 to 1989, then as a head coach from 1997 to 2013, and of course, back now in 2024. On the ice last night of the NHL playoffs, the Rangers beat the Capitals 4-3 in overtime. It was Florida over Tampa Bay 3-2. Colorado beat Winnipeg 5-2. Nashville, a winner at Vancouver 4-1. The Bisons game yesterday rained out, of course. They'll try to make that up as part of a doubleheader on Thursday. The Bisons and the Iowa Cubs meet tonight at 6:05.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.